Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I see we have some callers already on hold, and we will get to you in a moment, and I'll get to you in the order in which you have called in at. My name is Stephen, Dr. Stephen Harefield. You can find out more about me by visiting my website at www.harefield, that's H-A-I-R-F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. I'm here with a special guest tonight who's an author and a channeler and an international intuitive, and it's always a pleasure to be on here with Rebecca. But before we bring Rebecca on, a couple of commercials. I have some books out there, A Metaphysical Interpretation of the Bible. It's nothing to do with religion, but everything religion doesn't want us to know. So it's a great book. If you get an opportunity, you might want to pick it up. It has been rated or ranked number one in the UK. My second book is Know What Tomorrow Brings, which is about karma. Karma is about why stuff happens. And I work as an intuitive life coach, and I'm going to be interacting with Rebecca this evening as we do sessions with people. Rebecca, anything you want to share about you before we go live?
Yes, and thank you, Stephen. And as you well know, it's always a pleasure for me to be here and work with you because we love you, among other things. And you're so accurate with what you do. Yes, I'm Rebecca J. Steiger. I am an author. I have written three books. My latest book is And the Angels Speak. And, of course, I communicate and do channeling through the angels. And you can find my books available on my website, which is www.rebeccaspathways.com, as well as what services I offer to help others in a loving and positive way.
Awesome. So are you ready for your first caller?
I'm ready if you are. I'm always ready.
I am indeed. Caller from area code 212. You've been on hold for a while. What's your first name, and what would you like to know through Rebecca or myself?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
Oh, loud and clear. You are from the area code 212. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Well, New York. Well, hello, New York City. Even though I'm not sure that's where you're calling from, but that's okay.
You are right. I am calling from New York City, Manhattan.
Well, there you go. What's your first name?
My name is Mary.
Mary. So what questions do you have for Rebecca?
I have a question about where my career is heading. I recently had a really nice interview, and I am wondering if I'm going to land this job. And also, I would like to know about any kind of future prospects for my love life.
Okay, Miss Mary. This is so funny because the first thing I got, and I have to tell you this first, because I see angels and I talk to the angels and do channeling through the angels. Mary Magdalene, as soon as you said Mary Magdalene stepped in here and said, I'm one of her guides. She needs to know this. So,
oh, wow.
That's just a little bit of information for you that you did not ask for. Are you an actress? Do you do acting?
No, I don't. I wanted to be an actress when I was a little girl.
Maybe that's where this comes from. Because it's almost as if this interview is acting. Do you mind if I ask what your interview's for?
Oh, no, not at all. It is for a chief development officer position at a nonprofit.
Okay. So you are kind of acting there.
Kind of acting there? Well, I mean, it's a fundraising position.
Yes, I understand that. And I do see that you're very experienced with this, also very good with this. And I don't see this as any obstacle standing in your way as far as this position goes. So I think that this is a you know, they're telling me on go. So I think that you are going lined up. Everything's lined up with the universe and with this job that you will be very successful at it. And I do get that. As far as your love life goes, have you been involved with a man recently?
Just barely.
Yes.
His name is Harry.
Not for you.
Jump right in.
You said that right away.
Well, I just picked up on the energy of him, and it's not that he's a bad person. My impression says that when you first met him, you had a thing that said, don't go there, and you were going there. Is that correct?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. When you get the impression to don't go there and you go there, you're going to find out why your impression said don't go there. So my suggestion is reconsider. If you're just looking for enjoyment and having a good time, okay, fine. But I would not consider this person as any kind of a significant relationship.
In other words, what he's trying to say, Mary, is he's really not trustworthy, you know?
Well, I didn't want to say that, but...
But here's what I see for you in the future. I see that as soon as you start re-evolving yourself within your work, you will meet someone at, and I do see it, at a function. I don't know if Stephen sees this or not. In about six... Pardon me?
I do.
In about 6 months' time, is that about the same time that you get Stephen?
Well, time frames for me are always hard because there's so many things involved.
Yeah, they are for everyone.
She has choices to make. The other person has choices to make, and it's just a question of what choices they make. It's just sooner or later when they meet. But the person that you're going to meet, you're destined to meet, and I can tell you that.
Right, and this, I, you know, before I ask him that, this is the person for you. He's been waiting a long time for this person, Mary.
Yes.
Oh, wow, so this is my life partner.
Not, what did you say his name was?
Oh, not Harry.
She hasn't met him yet.
No,
we're talking
not.
About the man that she's going to meet.
Right, yes.
In the future.
Yes.
And being
his name
her
is
life
definitely
partner.
Not, yeah, his name is not Harry.
No. But the credentials do match as far as, and let me put it to you this way. Whenever you say, this is my life partner, this is someone that you will have instant recognition with. And it could be a life partner, okay? I don't like to say that this is going to be your life partner, because I just don't do that. That kind of limits you. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to be bold and step out there and say this: the one that's coming is her life partner. I'm going to be bold.
Well, he should be, yes.
Well, no, it should be. I'm saying is.
Okay. Mary, this is going to be your life partner.
don't say it, Rebecca, because I did. No.
No, I don't ever say it because you do, and you know that, Stephen.
I know it.
And as I said, the reason why I always say your possible life partner is because I don't like for someone to get stuck in that phrase.
Just don't get stuck with Harry.
No.
I mean, actually, he was my tour guide. I just came back from vacation, and my tour guide, he's a great tour guide, a whole lot of fun and very knowledgeable. But, you know, like, I was just wondering if I should keep in touch with him as a friend.
As a friend, yes. I would
say
yes.
As a friend, that's up to you.
Yes. It's absolutely up to you. But it, as a friend, yes. But as an intimate love relationship, you can have fun, you can do all that you want, but I can pretty much assure you that it's not going to go too far. So.
But it's kind of
what was his intention when he... What was his intention? I'm just curious. I mean, was he just looking for some fun?
Yes.
He was looking for a little more than fun.
Well,
he would really like to be a little
there.
More than a tour guide.
Yeah, I would say so. But it's still, he's a tour guide. Not that that's a bad thing.
Oh, absolutely not.
They have to be friendly and...
Well, and you're thankful
people.
that you met this person.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
I want to go back to work with you for a moment.
Okay.
I think you're going to get this position or a similar position, but I feel this position that you just recently interviewed for is for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go also back to something Rebecca said, and that's you really should consider the arena of acting again,
mm-hmm.
because you have a lot of creative energy that you do not necessarily utilize. Does that make sense?
Yes. In fact, I have recently started taking improv courses.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's where it comes from, Rebecca.
That's where it comes from. I know.
Yeah. All right.
I know.
Follow through with that. Even if it's just an enjoyment thing that you do, or something on the side that you do, because that creative side of you wants to come out.
Yeah, and I can hit two birds with one stone with that.
Really?
Because
I've never been able to do
yes. that. Yeah, I'm also trying to get over my fear of public speaking. And I think that being in an improv environment, I need to learn how to think more quickly on my feet and not freeze.
Well, you're talking to two public speakers.
Oh, okay.
Stephen and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I personally just see everyone as a friend and as an equal. I know Stephen is too, but I'm totally at ease in front of an audience. You know, they're human. They are there to listen to me. They're interested in what I have to say. I just don't see any reason. I'm just not a person. Well, Stephen knows me. I'm not a shy person. I never meet a stranger.
I think you're pretty shy. No, I'm only kidding. No.
Yeah.
When you are in front of an audience, do this. If you're talking with one person, you have no problem, right?
No.
Okay. When you're talking with an audience, you're looking at a group. Don't look at a group.
Mm-mm.
Look at the audience as one massive person. In other words, you're standing there talking, and you have two eyes looking out at 500 eyes. That's all right. You're only looking at one set of eyes at a time anyway. So it's not like you are talking to an entire group of people, even though you are. You're talking with one mass consciousness. That's
mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Is to look at it as one group. I always get nervous, being honest with you, and I've done it hundreds, if not thousands, of times. But what I do is I use that nervous energy for positive results. I channel it into what I'm going to say, and I'm a person that does not use notes. I do not. When I step on stage, I do not have a piece of paper. I'm not looking at anything, and it's all off the top of my head. I know the subject. That's not the issue. It's delivering the subject, and that's the issue for you. Delivering the subject. You know what it is that you want to say, and your biggest dilemma is planning it out before you actually go and do it. And any time you plan it out to the extent that you do, if it doesn't meet what you had in mind, you failed. That's not, no. What you do is you know what you want to say, and then whatever comes when you're saying it is whatever comes, and go with that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Well, he's saying, and this is what I got also, drop the judgments of yourself.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You're
and
too critical. Rebecca's telling you're too critical.
Of yourself.
Right.
So whenever you are critical of yourself, then you're feeding that negative self that says, everyone I'm talking to is going to be critical of me.
Well, but the other thing she's also saying to herself is, what she's also saying, Rebecca, is that she's seeing herself as she thinks other people see her.
Yes, exactly. She is.
And that's not how
that's
people
not
see
so.
You.
Mm-mm.
Right. So we have other callers. Is there anything else we can help you with?
Just quickly, I was just wondering about my family dynamics.
You didn't just rob a bank, did you?
Yeah. Maybe I should have. But I live very close to the hospital, and so I hear the ambulance every single day.
Okay. So what was your question about family?
Okay. So I just came back from a vacation, which was a family reunion, and I really felt as though there was a great distance between me and my brothers.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say brother.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering how I should approach him. Or, you know, like there's one brother. I have two brothers.
But there's one in particular.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I were to express how I feel, if I am going to hit a brick wall. I'm just wondering what the best strategy is to
deal with
him.
Brick wall. You're going to run into a brick wall, and my suggestion is don't deal with him.
Exactly. You talk to him, don't deal with that. Just talk to him in a loving and positive way.
And then let him assume, which is what he does, mm-hmm. he's actually jealous of you.
Mm-hmm. He is?
He doesn't feel he's as successful as you are.
I am really surprised to hear that.
Why? It's just the truth.
Because he is a successful person.
Right.
Yes.
But he didn't expect you to ever be as successful as you are.
Wow. Well, I'm not at this point.
You are more successful. I'm not talking about monetarily when I say or use the word success. I'm not talking about that. No. You're sure of yourself. You're confident in yourself. And he can't rattle you except for holding himself away. That's how he manipulates you.
Okay. May I say something here?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I should probably shut up because you're the guest.
No, not at all. You should not. Don't never be quiet. You know me better than that.
I'm just being a smartass.
Okay, good. I'm going to tell you a story very quickly because we are low on time. We could do this all night between the two of us. But I had when I wrote my first book, my oldest brother, who was considered a genius with a very, very extremely high IQ, and, you know, you never wanted to play trivia with him because he knew all the answers and you never got a chance to speak, told me, he said, I am the one who was to write the book. And he was very, very mad at me because I wrote this book and I got it published. And all I simply said to him, and your brother's kind of the same way, that's why I'm correlating this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I said to him is, what's keeping you from writing your book? I would be thrilled to death if you wrote your book. So what you need to kind of let this go, and if he brings it up, say, I would be thrilled to death for you to engage with me in this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a power, intelligent thing between brothers and sisters. And you are younger than he is, correct?
Yep.
That's it,
but
right there.
His ego is too large.
Exactly. Okay?
So
this has
nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him. The other thing
right.
I'm going to say to you is stop attempting to please this guy, because it ain't going to happen.
I think that he thinks very little of me.
Don't worry about it.
That's the reason I said quit attempting to please this guy, because it's not going to work.
You're the little sister.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You're the little sister.
Never
you shouldn't be outshining
on that
older
scale
brother.
As far as older brothers are concerned.
Right. His ego's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying to you. His ego is in the way. So quit giving yourself up for him, because that's not going to work. Just tell him what you think. I love you, brother, but, you know, the way you treat me is a bunch of crap. And because of that, you know, I don't have much to do with you. The day you grow up is the day I'll talk to you. You know, that's straightforward, simple. Even though I know you won't do that. And I knew.
Salad.
I knew right away when you said you went on a family reunion that it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
kiddo.
My dear.
You can get a hold of either of us for private sessions, and we can really get in depth. So thanks for calling, and keep in touch.
Okay.
Many blessings, Mary.
Oh, thank you. To you, too.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Caller from 856, thanks for holding on. What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura, and I'm from New Jersey.
From New Jersey, two East Coasters, back to back.
Yeah.
So how can we best be of service? And I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Laura.
Laura. How can we be of service to you this evening?
I was wondering if you see any big changes coming up for me with regards to work. I'm looking for work.
Rebecca. Rebecca, are you there? It seems like we have lost Rebecca for a moment. I don't know how come. Rebecca, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Rebecca, I can now.
We can hear you now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what
That's
happened.
All right. I do. It's the switchboard operator.
Oh, he muted me.
Called me.
It's okay.
So did you hear her question?
Yes, I heard her question, and I was in the midst of answering it when I just blinked out. Laura, let me ask you something. Are you working part-time now?
No, I haven't been working for over a month.
For over a month you have not?
Yeah, July 8th was my last day.
Pardon me?
July 8th was my last day, so I'm looking for work again.
Okay.
I usually do contract work, although I have
You are looking in the wrong field. Mm-hmm.
What other field would I be looking in, though?
I don't know. Rebecca, what do you see? This is...
Well, I get wrong direction. May I ask what you are applying for? What field you're... Are you in the medical field?
Well, no, but I developed training. I mean, it's what I went to school for and everything, and I've been doing it for 25 years. So I developed training and put together training programs or change management programs. And with regards to the medical field, I have trained in the hospitals on software. I've trained physicians and such software, but that's been in the past.
Well, but that can also be in your future, because I do see that that's something that really intrigues you.
Well, I guess what intrigued me about that was I knew I was making a difference, and it felt good knowing that. That's what I liked about it.
Okay.
Learn to trust yourself.
Well, I see this going towards the medical part of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This medical training.
Well, what about pharmaceutical?
Also is medical.
Okay, so then I have been... Well, okay, so here's a question then, when you say the wrong direction. One company I've applied to for, and it's a nice contract, it's with a pharmaceutical company,
mm-hmm.
but there's some glitches going on right now because the hiring manager is in the process of moving into another role. I'm not sure where that's at in the process. They're trying to move it along, the agency is. But on the other hand, I had a phone interview last week for another contract with a transportation company. And I'm not quite so enamored with that contract.
No, that one's not it. Transportation company is not it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so then is it possibly the one? Well, okay, so this one, Rebecca, and this one with the pharmaceutical company, I was told would be only 4 days a week. So is that maybe what the part time is coming into play?
Pardon me, I did not hear that last.
I was told that this contract would be 4 days a week.
That it will expand from there?
Yep.
Is that what you
get
to
do? It could expand from there after 9 months. I'm hoping that they'll hire me on full time. That's
mm-hmm.
what I would really like.
Mm-hmm. What do you get on that, Stephen?
Well, I think when she said 4 days a week, the first thing that came to me was awesome. That's perfect because it allows you the flexibility to continue. I'm going to say to continue education because it's only 4 days a week, and I don't know what education has to do with this. Are you looking at studying something or learning something?
I was thinking about taking a course in some change management, getting certified in it because I don't have... I've done
right.
it, I just don't have the actual certification in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reason for the 4 days a week, to allow you the opportunity to do that.
I think it'll work out
in your favor. Go ahead.
Okay.
But I do see that this could go into long-range, long-term, and permanent commitment, which would mean full-time eventually.
Yes.
Which would be great, because then I'd have benefits and stability.
Right,
is really
right.
what I want.
And that's what you're looking for.
I'm going to step into my monk mode for a moment. Never rely on the outer world for stability, because when you rely on the outer world for stability, it's always going to surprise you. Corporations think they own individuals when they really don't, and corporations really don't care about individuals in today's world. So when it comes to the outer world, and we say the outer world is my stability, you're in for a surprise. You are your stability, and the confidence in yourself, the view of yourself, and the happiness of your own self. None of that has anything to do with the outer world. And we just live backward that way because we put all of our happiness in corporate America.
Well, but that, what I mean by that is I need the stability financially so that I can get a house. That's my
That's your goal. I knew that there was a house because I thought you were going to ask me if you were going to find a house pretty soon when I first.
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm not asking that anymore.
And she will.
Yeah, you are. You'll have your house.
Mm-hmm. You will.
You'll have your house within about 2 years, 2.5 years.
Oh, God. That's so long. I just.
What? What do you mean long? What's your age?
I'm old.
Oh, okay. You're only old in the way that you see yourself.
Well,
but I'm
I
saying
see myself
as old. As it stands right now, you're looking at about 2 years based on your current path. That's not,
I don't want to do that.
You know, gosh,
but
that's only 24 months.
You don't understand. It's been several
let
years.
Let me give you a little tip here, okay? And I know that Stephen does this, I do this. It works every time. If you want to shorten that length of time, because when we say 44 months, as he said, it's on the path that you are on now.
No, I said 24.
That's what I thought you said.
24. Well, you said 44. So it's 24.
Okay.
Oh, it's only
pardon
2 years.
Excuse me.
It's only 2 years.
What I started to say is how I manifest everything. And if I want it manifested quicker, I turn it over to my angels. I tell them to bring me the perfect house at the perfect price with the perfect interest rate and to bring it to me where I can get it now. And then you just let it go. Let the angels take care of it. Let the angels go out, find that house, bring it to you. You never know. Someone may come up to you and say, I am giving you this home.
Oh, yeah, that would really be great. That would be
you
miracle.
Never know. Stranger things have happened, my dear. And they've had
and
these stranger her. Things have happened in your life. So
and
you send your angels
right.
out to
I'm
going to
try your way, Rebecca.
Pardon me?
I'm going to try your way because 2 years is just...
Try my way, and if my way... My way will work. The angels are going, because I started to say, if it doesn't work, and they're going, it works. Just leave it alone.
One of the things I would say to you is look at having your own house as you have it,
right.
Not that you
it's
don't
have
now.
It.
Look at it as you have it.
Okay, I will.
Manifest it is what we're saying, and manifest it through the angels.
I'm going to do it. I swear, I've got to do it before 2 years. I cannot wait 2 years. By then,
no,
I'll be
no.
in your community.
be willing. Just be willing. If it takes 2 years, it takes 2 years. So what?
Bite your tongue. Cancel. No.
No.
I'm saying no to 2 years. I can't do it.
Okay, whatever. I'm just making a suggestion to you. That,
I like Rebecca's suggestion better.
She likes mine.
Well, no, and I hear Rebecca, and I totally believe what she says.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Rebecca's my, I mean, I'm an intuitive. I work with people, and Rebecca is my go-to person. If
What's
I need assistance from an intuitive perspective, I go to Rebecca. And say, hey, Rebecca, what the heck is going on? And Rebecca tells me. And
That's
when
why
she
you guys
runs
were
into
great team.
And when she runs into something, that's what she mm-hmm. does.
I call Steve.
She comes to Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
See? You're a great team. Both of you balance one
yeah.
another out.
So just because, you know, 2 years when you look in retrospect at how long you've looked for a house, for goodness sakes. 2 years is nothing.
It
and
is when you compile
two,
and add that on to everything else it, all the
well,
other year.
Wait. 2 years is on the outside, just so you know. It's on the outside.
Okay. So what's on the inside?
It could be as soon as
11 months.
A year. Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Send your angels.
I got to get it sooner. I am. I'm going to do
no,
it.
No, don't.
I'm
There's
just
no sense. Look, wait a minute. You don't even have a job right at the moment.
Oh,
you're
but
putting that kind
I'm
of pressure. Wait. You're putting that kind of pressure on yourself. Won't work.
True.
Don't do that. That's your undoing.
What he is saying is you need to let this go as far as the time frame goes. Because you're pushing it too hard, and sometimes when we push it too hard, we push it away. Is that what you're trying to say,
yes.
Stephen?
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Clear.
Don't push it. Turn it over. Let it go. Let it come into you. Let that flow come, okay?
I will. I'm going to work hard.
All right.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for calling us, Lori.
Many
Thank
blessings,
you.
My dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Caller from 843, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, good evening. My name is Cynthia and I'm calling from Maryland.
And your name is what again?
Cynthia.
Wow, it's really hard to hear you. Can you hear her, Rebecca?
Well, I really can't. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, but I was on my headset. Is this better?
There you go. That's
yeah, a
much
lot better.
Better.
All right. What's your name again?
Cynthia.
Oh, I'm going to still have a hard time with that one. But it's okay.
Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Okay.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you, Rebecca.
All right, Rebecca. Good job. So how can we best help you?
I was just wondering, I guess I have a couple of issues going on, but I guess my main one at this point now is, I guess, surrounding career with the company I'm in. I've applied for other positions in the company outside of the department I'm in, and I was just wondering if maybe that will work out.
Hmm.
Okay, there's two
go
things
for it.
That I see. Oh, go ahead, Stephen.
No, go for it.
There's two things that I see. Number one, I think that this change in department would be very good for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's better structured money compensation-wise for you, am I correct?
I hope so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so where does the man come into this?
The man?
There's a man that's coming, I mean, he's just knocking on my door. Who is this man?
Yep, he's right there.
It could be my boyfriend. We kind of work together.
Aha, uh-huh, there we go. I knew he was in the workplace. I knew there was a man. So are you trying, and here's what I am seeing, and I can be backwards on this, so let me get this straight. So you're wanting to move departments to move a little further away from him in work?
That is part of it. That's part of it. That's not the entire, that's like probably 10 to 15% of it.
Right, but it is part of it.
It's part of it.
Okay, because I really see him kind of kicking and screaming about this, okay? That's why.
Me too, so.
But it's a very good move for you. You know, you have to do what you feel is to your best interest, not only in your work, but also in your life. And I see the concentration that you need for your job becoming much firmer if you move to another department. And two, it also gives you that lifting up, that boost of more success, the feeling of more success within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
Go
ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I have applied for other positions, and I'm considering applying for other positions because there was just an influx of open positions. And I was just wondering if I'm going to get any of them. Like, will I actually be able to get out of this department?
Yes, you will, ultimately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
That's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
It's a when.
Yes.
Where do you, what type of work do you do?
I work in the emergency department in my company. This particular department is a 24-hour operation.
Okay.
You're going to have more stability.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it sends. So, in other words, it won't be 24 hours. It'll be a set hours that's coming, and that's not a question of if; it's a question of when. The other thing is you really like a challenge, and to be challenged. And where you are right now, you are not necessarily quote challenged. Does that make sense?
Mm-mm. Very much so.
Yeah, she's bored.
Very bored.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't
the
get
door's
over...
opening for you.
Yes. Definitely.
Say that again?
The
door
ahead.
Is opening for you to move forward in your career.
Okay.
And just because the door is open.
Better.
Yeah, just ahead, because Steve. The door is opening, now is not the time to push. It is the time to look.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're wise for looking right now. Your boyfriend, you know, doesn't want you to change. You know that, right?
He doesn't want to change.
No, he doesn't want you. Right. But what I'm also saying is he does not necessarily want you to change positions because he has a fear it will move you away from him.
Really?
Lost control on his part.
When it won't really. Huh?
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
So
help him a lot.
It's more of a selfish reason, but he has no real say, so to speak. He just doesn't necessarily want you to move away from him, and that's fine. But I think you need to do what you need to do.
Going to.
Okay.
Yes, she's going to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. I feel it in my spirit. It's kind of embedded in my soul. And
yes.
When I get that kind of feeling, I know that I'm going to get what I want. Does that make
That's
sense?
That's right.
No, you will. Just stay with it.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Anything else
we can help you with? Yeah, my boyfriend, like... I love him to death, but, you know, we've been hitting a sticky patch lately, and I'm just wondering, you know, this man, like, am I the one tripping, or is it him?
Well, his insecurities are tripping him.
Yes. Did you hear what Rebecca said?
Yeah. But most of the arguments I start.
That doesn't mean that his insecurities aren't tripping him, though.
Right. Most
you
of
would
it,
like
you,
to see him move forward.
Yes.
You see potential
you say,
within him that he does not see within himself.
You do. You say that you start. No, he actually starts it.
Mm-hmm.
But he starts it from his, I'm going to say, distance. That he puts out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has been distant the past couple of weeks, and I've been asking him, like, what's the deal? Like, it's like I wonder, is he seeing someone else? Is he cheating on me, or is he just kind of in a zone?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't get that he's cheating on you. No, I just think he's in a different space. He's in a space of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for expansion. You're looking for expansion, and he's not.
Number one, he doesn't like change.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for him to change his haircut, honey.
That's true.
And
very true.
And he is seeing you growing, so he feels like you're growing away from him because he's not willing to expand his possibilities and his realm in life and grow with you. And you're not growing away from him, but you're growing within yourself. okay?
Mm-hmm.
But makes him insecure. And that's why you were feeling this distance, because it's like, well, if she really loved me, she'd really stay with me. And she wouldn't look for somewhere else, and she wouldn't want to go somewhere. You know, it's kind of a pity party. But
okay.
Men sometimes do that. And, you know, as time goes by, he'll,
and
you
women.
Know. Excuse me? Anyway, we
and
didn't hear
women.
Stephen on that.
Women also do their pity parties.
Sure they do.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
humans
do.
Do. People do.
Yeah, people do. Yes. He'll accept that since Well, what I'm wondering with him is like, well, we had a conversation, and, you know, he's making all of these future plans with us and everything, and I'm just kind of like, well, let us get through this year. You know what I mean?
See, he's pushing you. Because he's afraid that you won't get through this year with him.
Right.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And you need to say, okay, we're here. You know, if you want to talk about our future, let's talk about our future. But it doesn't have to be right this second.
No, the future doesn't happen in a second.
Uh-uh.
Right.
The future happens when it comes.
When it comes,
right.
Exactly.
When it comes. And he's just a little ahead of himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just a little nervous.
Right.
He's overcompensating for fear of losing you is what he's doing.
Well, what he's doing is he's spending too much time in the future and not focusing on the present.
Well, that too.
Well, that's just the biggest thing. He's right there.
It all comes from there.
So
because you're right.
Is there anything else we can answer for? I was going to ask you if there's anything else we can answer for you.
Yeah, because, like, he was in a situation, and like you said, I don't think he really likes change too much. And he's about to move out of where he's living at now. He's about to move in with his dad, you know. And it's because he's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's about to have a custody issue with, you know, the mother of his child. And I'm just wondering if this distance he's putting between us is, you know, because of that. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's not going to go the way I need it to go for me to feel more secure in a relationship.
Okay, it's not. Well, you get to see. No, it's not going to go the way it needs to go between the two.
Mm-hmm.
He has a plan, and his plan is mm-hmm. not going to come together in the way that he thinks it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants custody of his son.
That is he's not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your concern. So don't go there.
Okay.
All okay, right. My dear.
Mhm.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thanks.
Many blessings to you as well.
Appreciate it.
Okay, Stephen.
Caller from 863. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hey, this is Julia from Florida.
Hey,
Julia. Gosh, everybody is from the East Coast tonight. Awesome.
Yep.
So, how can we best help Julia?
I keep getting my head stuck in fear. Rebecca knows me from her show, from Jules.
Yes, I do. Yes, I know exactly who you are.
And I've gone through a lot, and I'm trying to move forward, but it just seems like I just get in my head with this fear of, you know, moving forward, fear of, you know, stepping out on my own, you know, can I do this, am I going to be okay, all that stuff that goes with it.
All right, let me ask you something. I want to ask you something right here. What's your biggest fear? What are you afraid of?
Not being able to make it.
All right, that's a future moment. That's a future moment. Look back in time. Haven't you always made it?
Yeah, but it wasn't on.
It was a different way.
Yeah, it was my husband who was supporting me, or my family was supporting me. This would be me doing it.
Right, but what
no,
you're doing
no safety
is you're,
net.
Right. Who has a safety net in life? I don't have one. I don't.
Oh, I don't
Rebecca
have
does.
One.
Greg, oh, I was just going to say, Rebecca doesn't have one.
We
nobody
just dive off the cliff.
Yeah. But the point is your fear is the illusion. That's the illusion. You're afraid of what could happen as opposed to what is happening. And there's a world of difference between those two concepts. My point in saying to you, look back, you say it was other people that were taking care of you, your parents, you know, your husband, whatever, yada, yada. No, you were actually taking care of you. But it came through the guise of other people or the appearance of other people. But the truth of the matter is you were and always have been taking care of yourself. And that will continue. You're going to do just fine when you trust yourself enough to do just fine. Fear is going to get you no place. It can't get you anywhere.
Well,
because fear is... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish, Stephen.
Nope, I'm done.
Okay. You know, Jules, I know that you have been through a tremendous amount, okay? And that's where your fear comes from. But you have to look at it like this. You survived all that. You came out whole and clean from all of that. So now it's your time to more or less let your light shine and quit hiding it under a bushel. And you have to take that leap of faith because everything will be fine. You will be, I mean, you're a beautiful soul, beautiful person, and everything is going to come your way if you let it flow in, and you know how to let it flow in, and let go of tomorrow, okay? Live like now, and don't fear if you're going to have food on the table. You're going to have food on the table. You're going to have a roof over your head, okay? You're going to have peace of mind. You already have so much more peace of mind than what you did that, you know, when we have the things that we need that are provided to us from the universe, we don't need much more. I'm not a millionaire. Stephen's not a millionaire. You know, we dive off the cliff every morning whenever we wake up and say, today's a wonderful day. Thank you, God and angels, for this day up on this heavenly earth. And it will come, and you will be fine.
If you let it.
She's going to let it.
I know. That's not a question of if. That's only an element of when.
Yes.
And that's just a matter of getting out of her own way.
Yeah.
You know, trust is a real big issue, Jules. It really is for you.
I know.
Yes, we know.
And I'm talking about, well, I've never spoken with her before, but the biggest issue is learning to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't made a mistake, Julia. You haven't, even though you like to think you have. If one does something that doesn't work out and you learn from it, then that was its intention for you to learn that that doesn't work. Okay, you learned. You go do something else and it doesn't work, and you go, oh, crap. All right. As long as you learn, you don't fail and you don't make a mistake. It's when you don't learn. It's like Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Well, that's not going to happen. Can't. So if you change and shift what it is that you do and how you do it, then you get different outcomes. So change your view of you, change your view of your life. You have failure mind, and failure mind is what binds you to your experience. Move from failure mind to successful mind. Whatever that is to you. And then don't be afraid of it. Allow it. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I have been doing a lot of praying and, you know, like I want to find my own place to live. So I've been, you know, writing what I want. I've been praying and asking the angels and God to help me find the perfect place for me. And I've been taking action on it. I sent out some
emails. Do yourself a favor. Move away from want. The place I want. When you put out there the place I want, what you're actually creating is want.
Yeah.
You're not creating the place. You're creating want. See yourself living in the very place that you choose. And then let that place show itself in the time. And the next thing I'm going to say to you is get over your fear. What are you afraid of? Living? Don't be afraid of living. Let yourself go. And quit being so hesitant or holding back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You are choosing to experience so much, yet at the same time, you are keeping yourself away from the very things that you would like to experience because you aren't worthy. Yes, you are. Does that make sense?
Yes. I allow myself to get into my head so much, and I really need
to
distract myself from my own thoughts.
You do. Julia, the mind is a beautiful thing, and it is a dangerous thing. Because we can get too mental, too cerebral, and we can become frozen. And
yes.
That's where you are.
Yep.
Frozen. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know I do it to myself. I realize that I'm doing this to myself.
Okay, then shift
so
your mind.
It's frustrating that
quit.
I'm doing it. Sure.
No, just shift your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple thing to do. But it's about as difficult as you can get. It's simple, but it's not easy. Shifting one's mind is just taking it in a different direction. Our minds generate everything in our lives. Everything, no matter who the person is. So it's a matter of shifting your mind. Younger, I was an angry person because of my childhood and because of Vietnam. And I was always attracting angry people. And I always thought it was them until one day I realized, wait a minute. No. It's me. I'm the angry person. And when I realized that I was the angry person, everything changed. It wasn't them. It was me. So I'm saying to you, it's not them. It's you. And you can shift you easy enough. Here's the interesting thing. Julia, you can reject yourself all you want. But here's the funny thing. You can continue to do that the rest of your life. But no matter what, you are going to always be involved in your own rejection. You yourself are always going to be directly involved in your rejection. My goodness, Rebecca, we're down to 90 seconds. We're not going to get to all the callers tonight, so my apologies. And I want to have Rebecca have time to tell people how to get a hold of her. So, Rebecca, you've got 90 seconds. Do it.
Yes, I'm Rebecca J. Steiger, and I'm an angelic channeler. And you can reach me through my website, which is www.rebeccaspathways.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and email me at Rebecca@RebeccasPathways.com. Stephen, I want to say again, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. You were wonderful.
Like I tell people all the time, you're my go-to person if I need an intuitive, and Rebecca would tell you I'm her go-to person if she needs an intuitive. And so we kind of work with each other in that realm. So, you know, everybody out there knows the go-to people when it comes to intuitives. You can find more about me at www.hairfield.com, and there's no way we're going to get to the rest of the callers on the switchboard because of the time frame. We'll be doing this again, and I'd like to thank everybody for being with us. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. And for those of you that we didn't get to, our apologies. And hopefully we'll get to you the next time we do a show. Thank you, and may you all have a gracious and grateful week. And I thank you very much for being here and with us tonight. Rebecca, always a pleasure. And
thank you, Stephen. Angel hugs, everyone.
I love it. Yeah, Jules, we got to your call. I just saw her email.
Good.
All right, everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you.